I'll meet ya.
My name is Michael, and I'm going to run a 5K. And this is the third in a series of podcast episodes documenting my progress towards that goal in hopes of both having a sort of running journal as I go and possibly encouraging others, maybe even you, into doing the same goal. Previous episodes can be found online at greatkrypton.com. as well as on iTunes under the Superman and Batman feed. If you're not into all the comic booky stuff, just ignore that and focus on the running episodes. So this is going to be a little bit of a different installment because the past couple weeks have not been too good. And I don't want these installments to be me, you know, constantly complaining about how poorly I'm doing or wishing I could do better, because I really do want these to be encouraging and to share things that I've learned. Unfortunately, in the past couple weeks, there's not been a lot of that. As I mentioned in the last installment, beginning the day after that was released, I moved on to phase 4 of my training plan. And, you know, the first day went pretty well, I guess. It was a struggle, but I pushed through it. At the end, I felt good, not necessarily physically, but just knowing that I had done it. I traveled the equivalent of just under 3 miles, but there was a lot of walking in that. My training plan calls for, you know, you run so far, and then you walk so far, and then you run so far, and then you walk so far, and so on. And with each phase of the running plan, the amount you run gets more, while the amount you walk gets less. But anyway, I did get through the first day of phase 4, and felt pretty good about myself for doing that. Looking back at the times and distances from last year, because I keep track of these things just for my own, you know, curiosity, I seem to be covering more ground in about the same amount of time, which I think is a really good thing. And moreover, I'm feeling better at the end of it than I did last year, where I would basically just come home and kind of collapse onto the couch or onto the floor. And I chalk a lot of that up to me being more physically in shape, but also the fact that I have running shoes this year, which, you know, if you're not a runner, you might not think that matters, but it really, really does. So that was Sunday. Monday, which is normally a running day, I couldn't run that day because I had another commitment in the morning. So I ran Tuesday instead, and I'm not sure what happened, but about the final 3 minutes, I just crapped out. I just couldn't do it anymore. I pushed and pushed and pushed and just could not do it anymore. The temperatures right now, I live in southern Indiana, and the temperatures have been, when I run, the temperatures have been in the mid-80s, but it's been really, really humid the past couple weeks, which pushes the feel of the temperature outside into the mid-90s, which is just terrible running conditions. So Wednesday, as I said, is kind of a flex day. I decided to go running again. I felt I needed to, especially since I crapped out the previous day. Again, it was really hot and humid. I stopped looking at the weather before I go out, because just knowing how hot it is just makes the run worse. But for Wednesday, it wasn't as good of a day as Sunday, but I did a little better. I wanted to quit, but I pushed through, and I actually made it through, unlike, you know, Tuesday where I crapped out. So I took Thursday off. Friday I ran again, and it felt, weather-wise, it felt hotter than it had all week. I think the temperature was actually lower, but it was just so humid and so muggy, and that kind of weather, to me, that weather is just so oppressive, and it's just stifling. But again, I crapped out. This time I made it a little farther than Tuesday. I only had about a minute and a half left, and I was pushing myself and pushing myself, but I just couldn't do it. Another factor that was kind of playing into that day was that I didn't sleep very well the night before for reasons I don't even remember at this point. I'm still struggling with the morning runs, trying to get myself to be awake and alert enough to do it, and that's definitely playing into why I'm having why I had such a hard time in the past couple weeks. So I took Saturday off. As I've said, Saturday is my rest day, no matter what. I never run on Saturdays. So Sunday I ran again. You know, second verse, same as, I guess, fifth verse at this point. Fifth verse, same as the first. I actually made it a little farther than on Friday, and I only had about 30 seconds to go. I actually went a different route this time. I take pretty much the same route every day that I run. This time I went a little bit of a different route, and I'm not sure if that played into it or not. I have noticed that when I've taken different routes, usually the first time I take that route, it seems to be a little harder. And I don't know if that's just a subconscious thing, or if I'm just not used to the route, and my markers are different. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I had about 30, 35 seconds left in the run, and I just, my body just quit on me, and I just could not run anymore. No matter how hard I pushed, I just couldn't do it. So Monday, again, it was really hot, I was really tired, and I knew before I even started running that I wouldn't be able to do it. And it was just a bad day. I intentionally left out the final 5-minute leg because, you know, as rough as the week had been, I figured a modified win was better than a complete fail. And I've been thinking about my running schedule, and as I said before, I run Sunday, Monday, Wednesday is my flex day, and then I run Friday. And I've been thinking about making Monday my flex day because I work, my days off are Tuesday and Wednesday, so what normally seems like a Friday or Saturday to quote-unquote normal people is basically the last day of my week. And it doesn't really make too much sense to be running on, you know, the days I run 2 days in a row. It doesn't make a lot of sense to be taking the last 2 days of my week when I'm the most tired to be running those days when I'm the most worn down and the most tired. So I might look at, I'm not going to do it this week, but I might look at making Monday my flex day, and then running basically Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, I guess. That might not work out so well because I won't push myself to run on Monday if I'm thinking it's the last day of the week, but in a week or two we might try that. So I went out this past Wednesday, and there was just so much failure that I'm not even going to talk about it. Which brings us back to Friday, which was yesterday, as I record this. And because there had been so many rough patches, and I'm trying to get past the heat and my exhaustion and just being so tired in the mornings, I went back to phase 3. So I thought I would try to take a step backward and just see, because when I was doing phase 3, I was still running at night, and things were going really well. So I thought I would take a step back to phase 3 and really try to drill in to see if it was that I was just having trouble with phase 4, or if it was because I was tired, or what have you. And I made it through. I felt okay. Not as good as I had been when I was doing it at night, but I made it through and I felt good. But I definitely know that I would not have made it through phase 4 on Friday. I think what it is right now is just, you know, getting used to the morning runs still, and just the stifling heat and humidity that we've had lately, which I know I need to get used to. You know, that's no excuse at all. But what I think I'm going to do in the upcoming week is I'm going to stick with phase 3 and try to get used to that, see if that will help me get used to the heat and the humidity. And then maybe in the following week, go back to phase 4 and do 2 weeks of that again. Thankfully, I've got, I counted up the weeks the other day, and I've forgotten it now, but I've got enough weeks before the marathon, the 5K, the race, we'll just call it the race, I've got enough weeks before the race that I can, you know, have a little bit of flexibility in my schedule, and I don't need to, you know, just keep pushing myself through, you know, because normally I would go to phase five this week, but I can tell you right now that that would be all sorts of fail and all sorts of bad, because obviously phase four so far has just not been good, and I cannot go to the next phase when I haven't mastered this one yet. So I'm going to go back to phase three for a week, see what that does, and then to phase four. That's about it. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter installment. I did get some feedback in the past installment, or between now and in the past installment. I don't have it pulled up, so I'm not going to read that, but I will definitely read that in the next installment, so stay tuned. But I want to thank you all once again very much for listening. Like I said, if you missed out on the previous two installments, you can find them on iTunes under the Superman and Batman feed, and you can find them now on the website at greatkrypton.com. There's a little link on the side, a graphic, the same graphic I use for the cover art. Just click on that, and it will show you all the previous two episodes as well as this one by the time you're hearing this. So that's it. If you have any feedback, you know, encouragement or questions, or if you're thinking about doing this yourself, just drop me a line to michael@greatkrypton.com, because I would really like to hear from you. But that's it for now, so I will talk to you all next time. Goodbye.